Hello, welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2014. Tomorrow start the April intensives. The Saturday call is tomorrow afternoon. And then the 8-hour calls are subsequent Sundays. That'll be the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. So you can find out more about that on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And Ron's going to come on and clear our work reek and clear out some whatever gunk we might need cleared out of us. In the meantime, you can go to his website and open up the picture of the beautiful light being, and then Ron will activate that with peace energy for us. Also, I'm delighted to say we have a sponsor of our show coming on again tonight named Jay. Looking forward to that. But first, I'll have Ron come on. Hello, Ron.
Hi. So let's do some clearing, everybody. So think of an issue that you have experienced maybe this week, and one that was, typically a negative experience, one that bothered you or something like that. And here we go. You got to think of it for me to clear it. So just think of that situation. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. There's release from you now. So just kind of look at it, and you're still going to be able to see, you know, what happened to you. But the emotional charge should be pretty much zeroed out. And in its place is peace. So, Ann, I guess we'll turn it back over to you. Oh, I'll do the light beam. So, everybody, put the light beam on your monitor screen. If you don't see it, then go to creationlightship.com. And just scroll down a little ways, and you can see the light beam picture. You may want to click on it to get it larger. And here we go. We'll bring in peace energy through the light beam. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go, everybody. So you should feel pretty much now at peace. And I guess we'll just talk about three clearings that you can do, or, you know, types of energy work. Do you want to bring those up, Ann? This anybody can do anytime they wish, and it can help you out to live life here.
Yes, Ron. I wanted to say that because we feel that because we've had a couple of expos, there are a lot of new people coming on our radio shows, and so we thought it would be a great idea to let people know, of course, first of all, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and on the top left, there is a drop-down box called Free Sample Healings, and they're all wonderful. And in addition, you can just scroll down. They're sort of on there two different ways. There are other ones that are just on the left column that you can click on and do those. So I don't know. We've talked about them so many. The important ones are the Be Here Now, of course. But I thought, Ron, that also it might be just interesting for you to go through the real basics of what we need to be doing on our own to get our spirits and our bodies, our thoughts and our heart centers, to shrink wrap. Could you give a quick review of that before we bring Jay on for the new people?
Well, we have basically three ways that you can help yourself out. One is the mind to heart drop. So you must command your spirit. Remember, your spirit needs to be working for you. So you need to command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them down to your heart. And then you just count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can actually feel the energy move down. If you want to experiment with that, do the first time and just do it, go down to 5, and you're going to feel your thoughts in your throat. And after probably 4 or 5 times of doing that, you know, 15 seconds is all that it takes, and you're heart-centered. And you're going to notice that you can't think. Remember, the aliens, the darkness energies that are here, took you out of the source energy in your heart. Remember, originally the human body had 100% spirit energy all through it, and it was all in communication with everything. And now what you have is the energy that the aliens brought you to keep you in the duality here, law of cause and effect, reincarnation process, etc., DNA activations and codings in the body, you know, from your past ancestors. So that's what you're living, is their beliefs. So all that stuff is negative energies, negative stuff to hold you here. And you got separated from your true spirit in your heart center, and it may have also been everywhere else in your body, but now it's in your heart. And you just do that exercise, 15 seconds, your heart centered, and do it as often as you like. And if you start doing it too much, it's a good thing, but you may become out of time. Remember, when you're in your heart, in the present moment, you're out of time, and the aliens control you in the timelines, you know, your parallel lifetime. So just knowing that, when you're heart-centered, it's more difficult, if maybe not impossible, we'll just say more difficult for them to connect to you because there's no emotions and no traumas and dramas that you're experiencing. So that you can be doing. Also, there are people out there that say, gee, Ron, what do I do when I go to the subway or I'm around a lot of people, I go to the shopping malls or whatever. I don't want to be touched by these people to get their energetic alien life forms coming into my body. That's what we do on this coming Sunday, the 8-hour call, releasing those. And what can I do to help myself so I'm not as much of a target? Well, that's the body shrink wrap. So remember, that's your auric field. And if you just tell your body, very simple, because your body's conscious, to say, body, take your auric field and bring it right to my skin. And that's what we call the shrink wrap. And automatically, you're going to probably, in a sense, be maybe more invisible to people around you. And, you know, you're a little more, I don't like to use the word protected, but remember, whoever walks in and out of your auric field, you're picking up their contamination, their stuff. Another way of saying it is that they're sliming you without you even realizing that. So just do the, you know, simple shrink wrap, and that just, we'll say, brings your energy of your body, that auric field, right to your skin so nobody can interfere with you. And those three you should be doing probably all the time. So that's three easy things to do. Then actually the Be Here Now clearing on the website is good also. That way you can run it. Some person was mentioning when I talked to them today about using the computer and not knowing what to do because, and this person was in Canada, and what they said is that, gee, my computer screen sometimes have internet pop-ups or different things coming up, and then my clearings kind of stop. Well, what you could do is put a clearing up for all night. You maybe do the 600 minutes, 8 hours typically, and then from there, turn off your internet. The computer will still run. You know, just leave your screen up, and the computer will still run, even though it's disconnected from the internet. So you could do that also. Maybe you won't have any interference of you know, those pop-up windows coming up or whatever, wanting to do you know, an update or something on your computer. And then we have some people who have taken the timeline crashing, and they somehow uncheck the first box on the top. And then from there, and I think maybe Jay could talk about this maybe briefly if he's done this, but they click that box off, and then they put into the subject matter that they want to do timeline crashes every 5 minutes, and they run it for 600 minutes. So I think that's what we were told by a couple of people back in New York who have been using the timeline crashes all the time to get rid of energies that they don't want to be with or physical conditions. So I'll turn it over to you, Jay. Are you out there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Welcome. Yeah. We're so happy to have you on again. And this is we really appreciate you sponsoring Ron's radio shows. It's a big help, and it makes our shows interesting for everybody.
Well, you're welcome. Yes. And I get a lot out of doing this. If anyone's out there thinking about it, it's a great opportunity, and I usually feel exceptionally blissed out the next morning after the show. So
that's great.
But on the timeline crashes, I didn't understand all that, Ron. When I did hear I do uncheck it, but I think it just. I guess the question I have first is, and maybe Ann knows this, on the timeline drop-down menu, the selections. 01 timeline, 02 timeline.
Oh, yeah. It goes up to 20, I think.
Yeah. Now, so when you don't check, then that allows it, rather than cycling through every 20 timelines, it allows it to just keep running, was my understanding. I've been unchecking it since I heard that. And then
I think they specify that it goes through continuously through that in the entry box there.
Yeah, well, continue to go through what you put in.
Lovely people. We had Marie stating that, and so was Josephine. So
that's right. I remember.
Oh wow, that's great. You know. So anyway, that's what I believe you do. So anyway,
yep.
Let's head on with the show here.
Yes, I have some questions and thoughts here and whatnot, which I went back to 2009. I've been listening to all the programs in January 2009, and so that's helped in a sense of kind of piecing all the pieces together with the aliens and how or why this reality keeps being such a mess. And I've been looking at my life and seeing how I've really been in pain all my life, except for a few camping trips here and there when I went out into nature. And how what I'm learning is how my spirit leaves when it's painful here. So my first question deals with, and maybe we can just talk about this generally for everybody, how we can bring more of our spirit back to us. What are some ideas in doing that?
Okay, the simplest way is to bring more into your body is to do I now increase my life force energy. I don't think I mentioned that earlier. So for the beginners out there, the newbies, what you can do, since you probably want to have a validation that you're doing something, a lot of people like that, take your hands and with the palms facing, you know, each other in front of you, you're going to do that little prayer mudra, you know, and just bring your hands in slowly in front of your heart center. You just kind of move them in. Remember, they're facing each other, not facing you, and you're going to start to feel that invisible ball tension or like a spring, or kind of like having two magnets of like the two north poles or south poles, you know, connected, and you know, you feel that repulsion there. You have a resistance. Well, just have your body tell you. Don't mentally think about it, because your mind doesn't have a clue with what the body's doing. So just kind of, you know, do that. Because if you try to mentalize it, it's not going to necessarily work. You're not going to be able to see anything. So it's not like writing something on a piece of paper, you know. So just do it until you can feel that invisible ball tension. And then pull your hands further apart, maybe 1 or 2 feet. And then you just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Very, very simple. And this works for everybody probably on the planet, because it doesn't have any kind of religious connotations to it. You can just talk about body energy and it works. And just say it out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And then to see if it worked, because remember, everybody's kind of curious, is this really going to work, you know? And then put your hands in again. And lo and behold, the space may have went out a foot more from where you started. And then just say it again. Move your hands further apart. I now increase my life force energy. Move them in. And typically for most people, after doing it 5 times, I would say they're probably going to be all the way out to the sides of them. Maybe 10 times at first. Then you don't have to use your hands anymore. Just keep saying it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And if you do it maybe 20 times, you're going to feel more of a presence of your spirit with you, and that can help out a lot. So that's what you want to do. If you say it 1,000 times, you'll feel your consciousness shift. It's really interesting, because you get a little more alert, and then your body starts to get more charged up. And like I say, if you're driving your car and it's 2 a.m. and you got to go, you know, an extra, you know, 50 miles or whatever, and you're tired, you're going to say it out loud, and it will normally make you awake. You don't have to move your hands when you're driving naturally. You know, just maybe do it for the first week as you practice this here. And, you know, it will work without you moving your hands, but a lot of people, like I said, want to have some kind of physical validation. They can see it. You know, if they see it, they can believe it, and this always works. If you don't feel any energy, no, it works anyway. So that's what you can do. The main thing, though, is because when you were first born, you were here with all of your spirit energy that came in this lifetime. Okay, so remember, all that you have, your full deck of cards was with you, we'll say. And you know, that's all that you have in this lifetime. And as you start to think, as you get told yes and no, stop, go, you know, like a baby is vibrant, and then as you start teaching the baby how to live life here, then that starts to leave them, only because you're putting judgment into the body. So the thoughts get stored into the body, and at that point, those stored judgments that you put in now activate your past DNA from your ancestors. And guess what? Now you're on the roller coaster ride to have an experience of the law of cause and effect. And it may not be a good experience. So that's kind of how it basically works. And you want to do an emotional clearing to get rid of those negative energies that you've accumulated. Takes typically, depending on your age, you know, say 10 minutes to do once you get into the website and get set up for that. And from there, everything, you know, works automatically. Takes about 20 seconds for each year of your life to clear. And that's how simple it is. When you get done, you're probably 90% cleared with your gunk, your stuff. And then you're going to notice that people around you, after you clear yourself, aren't, you probably don't want to be around them because they keep recycling. They do mind looping. And they're still in that same experience for 20 years. And you go, well, I've got it out of me, and I'm leaving. So, and if you do have a relationship that you're in, it's always best to do the other person, too. That's why I have the special where you pay one price, the regular price for the first clearing, and the second one, which would typically be the same one over again, not always, but typically it would be, for your spouse, and then that's half price. And then that's the way it works. So you get one for regular, the second one for half. And so you want to do that clearing. Now, after you do the emotional clearing and you say, boy, life is really good, at the expos when I do this, now I'm just snapping my finger. I have people pick out issues, and I snap my finger, and the issue's gone. And if people do 10 issues, instantly you're going to say, wow, nothing's bothering me. Well, it's because we got rid of the main 10 ones. You know, there still could be 1,000 or more, you know, they're waiting to pop up, but at the moment it's released. So I'll just do that right now. Is that okay, Jay? Take a couple minutes
here
to do this?
That's a great idea, yeah.
Okay, so everybody think of one of those wonderful emotional situations, and it could be a nice one too. Remember, it's still judgment. You're still judging the source energy, which is judgment, and you should be in peace. And when you do the clearing here, you know, if you're on the line or I do it, then automatically peace takes the place of where that energy was. It gets taken out of you, and you're now at peace in that location. That's why there's no codependency on the clearings that we have, because it's a complete healing. And here we go. So first issue, everybody, think of something that happened to you. And here we go. That one's released. And think of another one. And these are normally emotional stuff. It could be traumas, other things, but it's something that you look at and you don't like it, okay? Here we go. Another one's being released. Okay. And another one. This will be number three. Okay. And number four. Okay. And number five.
Five.
Number six. Number seven. And we have to go really deep now to find some, so we got a couple more to go. Number eight. And number nine. And number ten. Okay, now if you had a pet or animal that is no longer living with you and you have sadness for them leaving you, maybe you feel abandoned or something, bring that issue up, and we'll do five clearings for pets and animals that you are still energetically connected to, and you think about them, and it might bring sadness because they're not with you. So here we go. First one. Okay, think of another pet or animal. Okay, number two and number three. Okay, number four and number five. There. So you should all feel pretty much in peace energy right now. You shouldn't have anything really bugging you mentally. So what we did, we just took the body. And as you thought about the issue, instantly it's cleared out of your body, wherever it was being held, along with possibly in your mind programming, and it's gone. So back to you, Jay. And
okay, so Yes, I am a lot lighter feeling. My voice even sounds different to me. And now I also want to, I have a question about the mind-body, but before I get that, I want to comment that I did the empathic clearing one a few days back, and that was a huge shift in that I saw how I had all these other people's feelings in me and thinking that that was me. And when I first cleared it out, I experienced such a deep peace and rest. So thank you, Creation Lightship.
Yeah, that happens. People watch things on TV, and you pick up the entities and the different mind energies, and all of a sudden you start to think or be that type of person. So that could be like maybe talking about having your mind, you know, having your brain being brainwashed in a sense, you know. And yeah, that happens a lot. And yeah, just people connecting with you, with anybody out there, you know, and saying the same thing over again, or you know, you have a situation, yeah, it's just a program and you want to get that released. But yeah, it can change your personality much like entities do, and you can be stirred up and not know what's going on in your life because it's just you know, one of those situations that people do pick up and tend to maybe think like other people. So back to you, Jay.
Okay.
I'm
going a little bit different direction. I want to ask about mind-body program a minute, but that makes me think, what you just said made me think of something else about picking up all this stuff. I remember in 1995, I started noticing that I would get upset, and it would stay with me all the time. And it seems like, from my perspective, that this hologram that we're living in has gotten more and more progressively infected with these crazy thought forms. So would you say that was so, that the infection has accelerated in the last, 1995? That's 19 years ago. Does it seem like it's gotten more infected, or am I just more aware of it?
You're probably more aware of it. But there are probably more energies coming our way, unfortunately. Remember, we have more media out there, of, you know, radio, TV, and naturally more people. So the more people you're around, the more gunk you're going to have. So as you take it into you and believe it. So you're probably much more aware now of what's going on, which is very, very good. But yeah, we are probably inundated more, like I tell people off and on, you know, in the time of Jesus, to heal somebody, it was very, very, very easy because, you know, they didn't have that much going on in their lives. You know, maybe they had to know how to maybe, you know, naturally eat and survive, but, you know, maybe know how to milk a goat or something, or, you know, but now it's so much more complicated and there's so much more inundation of energy is coming to us, you know, we're bombarded with this stuff. So, yeah, that's the problem that we have now, and this stuff can just come into us without us even realizing what's going on. You know, it's just like driving your car by a billboard. Are you consciously reading it? Well, you're still getting input by it. So that's the problem. And, yeah, it can bring forth other things. You could have something attached to you with entities also, not knowing it, because you read something or you watched a TV program and you felt sorry for maybe, we'll just say you turned on the hunting channel or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to be there, but it went through, you know, one of the channels that you're going through. We'll say it's on channel 30. So now you're at 27 and it's a peaceful program, and 28, 29. All of a sudden you hit 30 and there's a hunter shooting a poor goose out of the sky or something, you know, and you go, oh, geez. By the way, that imprinted on you. And now you feel sorry for that goose, and that goose's energy or other gooses around you could come into you. And now all of a sudden you may have a fetish toward gooses. Maybe you want to get out there and try to save the gooses, or maybe you're now looking for programs about gooses because the goose wants to look at its species on the TV or whatever. So that can happen. So back to you, Jay.
Uh-huh. Okay, so in regards to being impacted by so much stuff now, something that is taught in metaphysical circles is to ground yourself. And on the 2009 archives, I was hearing you talk about how, no, you don't want to do that because you're, well, would you talk about that some? I forget exactly what you said.
Okay. So the Earth has a trauma attached to it. Remember, it's a living being, right? Living organism, so it's going through its problems too, as the humans on the surface really don't have any respect for the Earth, using that word lightly here, you know, like cutting down trees, for instance, because they want to have wood. And so from there, you could be walking someplace and where there are trees, where there used to be trees, and you have all that trauma. So now you hear somebody saying in a meditation to ground to the Earth. Well, you're bringing up all that trauma into you. And also, some people say, well, dump all your stuff that you have, your baggage, your thoughts, into the Earth. The Earth can handle it. Well, you're psychically attacking the Earth. So you don't want to ground to the Earth. Plus, why would you want to be something that you're not and bring energy into you that's foreign to you? So the main thing is just don't do that. But a lot of people like to talk about that because the person normally is in the beyondo with maybe a meditative state or something, so you need to kind of come back here. So they try to put the spirit into the Earth. Remember, when you try to ground into the Earth, what are you telling your spirit? You're forcing, because you're commanding your spirit to go into the Earth. Is that fair to your spirit? What's happening to you? Are you in your body when you're commanding your spirit to ground to the Earth or to go into it? So it's very, very negative. You know, I imagine you could do that like a remote viewer and say, okay, I want to go check out, you know, 50 feet below where I'm standing. Well, what are you going to get into? What's going to also traumatize your spirit? Maybe there's some roots there of a tree that got cut off, and the roots are kind of like, in a sense of trauma. Maybe they're even angry, you know. The trees do have some type of emotions, and all of a sudden your spirit catches that. So, yeah, you never want to ground to the Earth. That's one of those, whoever started doing that, you know, all it is, it's a dark side agenda of the New Age metaphysical movement to get people to do something that they know nothing about. And like sheeple, they tend to do it thinking that they're more spiritual because they're doing what everybody else is, and then they have a conversation about it with people in that same organization, or you feel like you're in the in crowd now on spirituality. Never ground to the Earth. Very detrimental for the Earth, and also detrimental for your own spirit, because your body is not going to be grounded. But you can't ground your body. You could possibly put some of your body energy into the Earth, but why in the heck would you want to do that? You know, that would be very detrimental for your body, because it's not you. Your body is not the Earth. Could be the elements of the Earth, but it's not probably where you're going to be standing. So back to you, Jay.
So, okay, so thank you. So maintaining our presence here on the Earth, it's like to get ourselves clear of all the baggage and the programming that's been accumulated. I mean, I'm trying to come up with an overview here. So to get ourselves clear of all the baggage we've accumulated and then stay clear. And how do we, let's talk about staying clear, because, you know, we've got this life that we're living.
Yeah, that's why I have the unlimited version on all the major clearings. Now, remember, you don't need all the clearings, everybody out there listening. If you're a newbie and you go to the website and you, start looking at the clearings on there, there's a lot of them, you know. They only got put on because I kept having people coming to me saying they have this issue, that issue, and something else going on, so I had to create something else. And like I said, I only started with four clearings. That was in 2005. And it grew since then. And then we got into the alien stuff. I don't know exactly when that was. Probably maybe 2007, maybe 2008, I think. I was forced into that one, which I never really wanted to do. Now it seems like that's where I am, continuously dealing with these aliens that are stealing souls and stuff like that. I won't go too much into that. But the unlimited version So you do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. That clearing is no longer working for you from, you know, in the past. I mean, into your future. And also into your past if you look at it a week later. It stopped when the clearing stopped. So unfortunately, in the Bible situation where the Christians believe and think that Jesus is still doing clearings on people, no, that's not the case. When Jesus stopped doing his clearing, the clearing was done. And when he left here, we can just talk about that. When he left here, there's no more clearing. So for 1950 years, it was just strictly something that was perpetrated on humans to contact Jesus for healings. So remember, nobody wants to be energetically corded, okay? And he cannot become corded, just like myself. I don't have energies on me to cord me. All you're going to get is light, and light is peace. So basically, there's energies that was here when he lived the earth. You know, that was fine. He was working with people, the ones that came to him, and that was it. So that's why we have the unlimited version. I'm going back to that now. The unlimited version keeps you current, and that's $50 additional after you get your whole lifetime one. And as long as the website is up, which I have no reason to take it down naturally, but as long as it's up, you guys have, you know, the healing that you'd like to have the unlimited on. You know, and I say do it 3 times a year. If you have your emotional clearing, go in the morning, clear out your emotions. It takes about a minute to do, probably longer to, you know, get on the online with it. And just go in there and put in maybe 1 day, clear it, or 1 hour. You know, maybe somebody calls you and it was a really rough situation and they activated your DNA that was not active, but they activated it for you because, you know, you had something stored inside of you maybe 1,000 years ago and they did something and that got activated in you, and now you have a reaction for that. So you know if you have a reaction, you got your emotions activated. And so once you get that emotion, then by all means, clear it. So just go in and say, okay, this is my specific incident. Put that in the box there and clear it. And then it's gone instantly. So a minute, and do it 3 times a day, you know, maybe morning, noon, and lunch. And that keeps you current with that clearing. And that way you stay in peace all the time. So, you know, if you're listening to me now and you haven't, you did the emotional clearing, let's say 6 years ago, then go in and start clearing out with the unlimited for the last 6 years. And that way you stay current. So that's how you keep current and keep out of the judgment, because things happen to us daily here. And you can always be in peace. The whole thing is you want to become peace. And when you become more peace, more peaceful, then you have more spirit energy with you, because then you're in the moment. So the trick is you want to be in the moment off of timelines. So back to you, Jay.
Okay. Well, speaking of timelines, so another New Age thing, and I will reveal here that I've done a lot of that stuff, which is kind of sad in a sense for people who are sincerely wanting to be spiritual, shall we say, and get to some point where the regular church thing, they go, that can't work for them. At least that's what happened for me. And then I did all these other things for years, thinking I was doing something good for myself and others, a whole time while my life was, like, falling apart. Now I'm at a place where I've stop doing all of that stuff, and I'm actually doing these clearings and experiencing areas of my life starting to work that I have not worked, and it's amazing. But back to what I was going to say is, so one of the things in the New Age thing, and I'll just say it the way it has been taught to me many times, it's like, oh, you have this inner child, he really exists in time and space. And you need to go and talk to him and heal him and give him the love he never got. So what I'm realizing now is like, oh, my God, that's just me being tricked into putting energy on a timeline that's outside of me.
Boy, you're good, Jay. That's great. Yep, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So whatever you think of, you're creating a timeline for that. And the emotional energy that you're bringing forth, you know, how strong is that emotional energy? That's the whole thing. Is it a whole bunch? Then you're really tied into a lot of timelines because the aliens are going, oh, man, we got a feeding frenzy here. You know, Sally Smith out here is doing all this spiritual work and projecting stuff out and wanting to get more energy to her. Remember, the aliens will give you the energy. You already have it with you. That's the difference with what we talk about here is that you are it. There's no higher self outside of yourself. There's no lower self. There's no medium self. It's you. It's your spirit. There's no connection to any of that stuff. It's when you look at anything outside of yourself should be suspect, like, what the heck am I doing here? So the basic teachings of Jesus is very simple. The kingdom is within. Hello, everybody. You know, why did he say that? And he knew about aliens. I don't normally say this on too many shows, but, you know, when he was on the cross dying, basically, he said the words, you know, like, Father, you know, why did you forsake me or something like that? Well, that was the Galactic Federation that he's talking to. So he was involved with the aliens to help him. That was supposed to be his protection here so he could continue on with his ascension healings, which is like the emotional clearing, to get people to have their spirit come back and unite into the body. And so you may say, where was the spirit of somebody, you know, back then? Well, it was probably just outside their body. But all the negativity, the thoughts, you know, the dramas, traumas of life that everybody goes through, you know, the spirit got kicked out. Got forced out, actually. It can't come into density and judgment. Doesn't know what that is. So it just sees it as a place that it can't go to and doesn't want to have darkness, so it leaves. So you made a really good point there. So you don't want to get on timeline. So what happens is when you do get on a timeline, the stronger the emotional effect that you're having here, the more timelines you're going to probably be replicated on. This is parallel lives that you're living in the now. And that now that you're living on is now replicated in the alien beyondo as another hologram, a fabrication. And that's why you can have a lot more pain and situations happening to you because they love that. And it's hard to get healed down here because you're out there doing stuff that you know nothing about. So back to you, Jay. Did that help you out with what you asked me?
Yes. Yeah, it does. And so what I'm seeing is, this is a key, I think, when you said that, they will give you, the aliens will give you energy. But so is it like the scenarios get set up, we generate a lot of emotional energy either through being high and exhilarated or being scared and depressed. We're generating this emotional energy. They take it and then give us a little bit back of our own energy, and we think, oh, they're saving me.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a good thing, yeah. With the Creation Lightship healings, there's no emotion to a healing, okay? It's fixed. And so the happiness, the joy, the whippy, you know, wow, this is great, I'm healed or whatever, this pain went away. No, you don't have that. It's done, and you look at it, okay, been there, done that, and, you know, there's no emotion to it. But the aliens will give you that emotional aha. That thing where they go, oh, boy, you know, I had this wonderful healing from this practitioner, and I left there, and I was so happy, I was sobbing and crying. So that's what happens, is that the aliens will give you that emotional aha, a nice feeling so that you think you have validation, so you can still do more of that same stuff, and that's what happens. So they're masters at controlling us.
Yeah, and did you get the point, though? I mean, like, I'll say it a more precise way. So it's like if we throw off 10 kilowatts of energy, they keep 8 and give 2 back to us, and we think we got healed.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, And they may give you a mind transmission to validate what they did. What I tell people is that, and this to a newbie might be a little different to listen to, but the aliens... since they gave you your condition, so you go to a practitioner using mind energy stuff, or, you know, whatever, whoever you go to, and since the aliens gave you the situation, we'll call it the darkness, you go to any practitioner that knows how to work with you. Maybe you go to a fortune teller or something, we'll just use that, and they rattle some beads and light some candles and the stuff leaves you. Well, they're being used by the darkness. They may be a wonderful person. They're not even, they're not necessarily maybe using dark arts, okay? People talk about black magic and white magic or something. Well, it's both the same stuff to me, because you're going outside of yourself. But forgetting that process. So the aliens know how to heal you quicker and faster, and they'll find somebody out there that is using that energy, and they may be a world-renowned healer, you know, because since the darkness gave it to you, then the darkness can take it away. And that's how that works. With the light, light only works in the moment. And it looks at you, fixes one thing, and then it's up to you to request over again, okay, what you want to have happening. Did that healing work 100%? Well, say it only worked 10%, so then ask again. You get another 10%, because the light will never go past what you need to, you need to command the healing, let's put it that way. Because what happens is, if you don't command the healing to keep going on, that's why we have timers on the website and the healing stops, okay? The next thing that you click on is a command, okay? So what I'm trying to say is that the light will not overheal you. Some people say, oh, I just want the light to heal me. It fixes everything in me. Light looks at you and says, oh, you're perfect. You created all this stuff, and there's nothing in us because the light's in non-judgment. So you have to judge yourself, and then if you don't have the result that you like, then ask again. And that's kind of how that works. Back to you, Jay.
Okay, so, yeah, so on the programs that have a default set in, say, for 30 minutes on something or another, so it's more effective to let it run 30 minutes and do another 30 minutes, another 30 minutes, as opposed to setting it for 300 minutes?
If you have it set to clear every, you can specify every 30 minutes to have it get reset in that subject box. That's what people have been doing. I never set the clearings up that way, but it looks like it does work that way also, but I never put it on to have it work that way. But it does work.
I'm not understanding.
You can put the master timer length for the longer time, and they just specify that you want the clearing to run and start over again, you know, to do a half an hour, 30-minute clearing, and then just start over and run the whole thing out until the timer stops.
Right. So my question is, which is most effective, to do it in 30-minute increments or to do it for like a 300-minute period at a time and just let it run?
It depends on how your body's, how much density you have. Everybody's different. And so some people may have less densities, and the energy might be easier for the energy to come to that density that you have because you don't have a lot of stuff in front of it. So, you know, it's kind of a personal thing with people. What I would do is just run it for whatever your spirit's kind of connecting to you, you know, as you sort of get onto the website and you go, oh, how long should I do this? And you go, oh, I'll do it for like 2 hours. Okay. And that's probably maybe good enough for you. And then check afterwards.
Okay.
So most people just use their internal guidance system, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call that, your spirit energy, what you feel, sense is correct. Because you're really, you're actually working with your body, okay? So your spirit's only here for the ride. It'll help heal you, to give light to you. But your body is what you're working with. And so your body knows its condition. So you're actually communicating with your body more so than your spirit. Because your spirit's only here to express its creativity, to put its energy into manifestations that you're having, and to actually look out of your eyes. And the brighter your eyes are, typically, the more spirit energy you would have. Unless you're a clone. The clones have really bright eyes now, but I won't talk about that. That'll be another show. You know, but the brighter somebody's eyes are, typically, the more spirit energy they have, because the spirit's looking out of your eyes. And if your eyes are glossed over, then that's entities, because the entities have no way to open up that energy for the eyes to look out of your eyes. Entities never look out of your eyes, okay? I won't say that's 100% correct. Sometimes you can see somebody with really black eyes, and you may see what's looking kind of back there. Sometimes it'll show itself, and it could scare the heck out of you. And but typically, on a regular basis, they don't look out of your eyes. Have to be some really bad, powerful life form to do that.
So can we do some sample healings? Maybe can we do this over the air? Spirit infused, well, what is it? Immaculate conception or fetus infusion?
Well, that's a little more complicated for me to do.
Okay. I'll wait and do it online.
Yeah, the infusion, the fetus infusion is what you use to bring forth additional talents that you may wish to bring forward from your DNA. So just basically making it simple, you know, your spirit needed to incarnate, is being pushed by the darkness to come in through the forced reincarnation process. And so right away you had to pick probably the best of the worst parents that you could find, okay? And then those two parents, your father and mother, then had you. And in the process, you came in because the two, both sides, mother and father, had talents. And so the fetus then will, in a sense, take and activate the DNA for those talents to be like ready to be used if it chooses to or can bring forth that in this lifetime. So if you're like maybe you're a guitar player, right? And you pick up the guitar and you have a knack for it because that's what your parents possibly did or whatever, or ancestors, and now you're playing and you go, man, I want to be a better guitar player. And I just can't seem to get past that last cutting edge, you know? I just need a little more energy, but my fingers only go so fast, or I have energy blockages there or something, and maybe you just use all your DNA up that you had, all that information. So you can go in and do the spirit fetus infusion, and what that does is allow you week by week to input more energy for what you'd like to bring forth in this lifetime.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that one. Well, how about mind looping?
I can do that.
Recycling my mind looping stuff about that M word. Finance.
Okay. So, the M word, is that the money word?
That's it.
Okay. Boy, am I psychic tonight. The M word. Well, what I would do for that is, it's not on the website, but it's a loving it out of your life situation, right?
Yeah.
So basically the way this works is you look at your situation, your condition, what you want to get rid of. And I talk about this for people who maybe have an illness. You go to the doctor, you felt great, but you have a lump, you know, and they look at the lump and they go, uh-oh, we did our test on it and you got this, you know, the cancer, the C word, you know. And right away you go, oh, crap, you know. And so from there, what do? You do all the research on that type of cancer. Now you're imprinting all that into your mind, into your body, and you're actually taking that cancer energy that you have in you, that little ball that was there, and it's kind of like that commercial on TV, you know, where they show the M&Ms diving into the pool to get the coating on them. Well, now you keep putting more coating on that cancer. Now, how are you going to put life force energy into it? You can't. Okay, it's not going to go into it. And now it has a life of its own. So what you do is you want to just say the affirmation. I love my cancer. Right away, most people are going to think I'm crazy here, but you want to love it out of your life. So I love my cancer. The next phrase is, how do you feel? What's your response to that? For the end result is, I love my cancer, and I love that I'm going to be dying in a year. Well, for most people, they don't want to look at that dying in a year, so right away they may avoid that, but that's how you get rid of it. You find out what type of emotional charge you have on the cancer, so you want to get rid of it. So it's like grabbing the bull by the horns, and it's looking at you, and you keep saying it out loud over and over and over again, maybe 1,000 times, and eventually you're going to break that emotional energy, and then you're going to realize that the word cancer is just made up of a bunch of letters and it made a word, and now you're self-empowered, so you can say, okay, now I command it to die. So we'll get back to money. Here we go, money. So the situation is, you know, maybe you don't have money, so the situation would be, I love being broke. Okay, mm-hmm. I love not having money. And maybe for some reason somebody stole some money from you. So, you know, let's look at that. So I love not having money, and I love having all my money stolen. Or it's getting to be tax day, you know. I love not having money, and I love having all my money sent to taxes, okay? Something like that. And you do something that makes you want to squirm. Ideally, you know, if you feel like you're getting a knot in your stomach and you feel like you may want to throw up, you got the issue. And you keep saying it out loud, you know, 500,000, 2,000 times, until you finally feel like there's no charge on it. And then you overcame that. So that energy is what you're missing. And you have to become your reality. So you have to become the money. You have to become the cancer to get rid of it. And at that point, when you become the reality, then automatically it's over and you can start moving forward to having what that situation is of maybe not having money. Now you can have it because you got rid of the charges of not having it that's preventing you from having your spirit energy and your body radiate that energy. Does that help you, Jay?
Yes, I think I just got a little deeper understanding. So to become one with it, by loving it so much, you eventually dissolve the resistance to it.
Yeah, and you become it.
You become one with it.
You become one with that issue, with that situation. And then you're in charge of it. Not in charge of it, you know. If you're not the CEO of your body producing the cancer, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of it. You need to say, okay, and I'll command you to die for that situation or whatever you have happening. For money, you know, you have to become in oneness with the money. And we also have that prosperity clearing up that can help too. But that's what you have to do is come into oneness, become the money. Otherwise, you're going to be probably be allergic to it, okay? And then being allergic to it means that everything that you dealt with in the past, while you blocked money, which you maybe don't think you blocked it, but we'll say that you did, and everything that came up where you were sabotaged by not having money, et cetera, it goes away because you dealt with the issue. You're taking it out of your genetics. So it'd be like if somebody, this will sound a little weird, but let's just say that all of a sudden you woke up one morning and you go, man, I'm afraid of oxygen. I'm afraid of the air to breathe. So you go, I'm going to hold my breath. Well, how long can you hold your breath? You know, are you going to be here? You probably pass out first, but, you know, if it was even worse, you know, and you held your breath and you no longer lived after 2 minutes, well, then, you know, that actually took you out, you see. So you have to come into oneness with everything.
So how does this split come about that we're split off from things?
You're in a prison planet here. The aliens love you to death.
Yeah, but how do they do that? What's the root? What's the root to the mechanism? How is it that we get, I'll speak for myself, how is it I get convinced that I'm afraid of having money? That was a slip. I'm afraid of not having money. But there's a duality. See, there's a duality. It just came out of my own mouth. I said I'm afraid of having money when I think I'm afraid of not having money.
Yeah,
how
well,
does
very
duality...
Maybe you had a lifetime where it got stolen from you. Maybe you had money, you didn't pay somebody, and somebody died because you could have paid them off, and now you don't want to have money to even get involved with that situation. So you're dealing with an issue of the past. Yeah. Could be this lifetime. So this lifetime, it could be a past life that you lived, you know. I think you're probably about 39, Jay, so we'll just say for the last 39 years. And or it could be from your relatives' energies of their lifetime that's now in your backpack behind you that you're carrying that you know nothing about typically and it's stored with you. So you're living their life of all their woes and traumas that dealt with money, and you don't want to go down that road because your body doesn't like it. And so now consciously to you, you don't want to have money. That's one scenario, okay?
I got it.
Or maybe
all of these are...
You know, maybe your past life, one of your ancestors stole some money, okay?
Yeah, and who knows? Yeah, I got been hung for money, yeah.
And they got whipped.
Whipped.
Yeah.
So all of these are multiple timelines. So we're dealing with masters of creating multiple timelines. Our life force is being used to empower all these timelines, at least when we get on them.
Yeah. They can use your energy probably to create the timeline, and if they don't do it that way, then they will create one for you, and now you're living that life on all these timelines, and they're loving it because they're taking and stealing your spirit energy and your life force energy of your body.
Well, isn't
there
some kind of...
You could be actually replicated many, many, many times. So they got to take you to do that. A piece of your body and a piece of your spirit to fabricate you.
Ooh. Like a piece of hair or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, and they could go to the graves of your ancestors and dig up some bone. Remember, they can stop time. So when they do stop time, anything can happen.
Huh. So, are we running out of time? I think we're getting close.
Yeah, it's close. I think Don said we could go on for just a little bit, maybe, if we need to. If you have one more question, we could do that.
Oh, I do. I do. So what about the Galactic Federation? Isn't there like a police force that's supposed to be keeping this from happening to us here on Earth, like in a galactic level?
I always say, as above, so below. So if we've heard of it, these aliens out there, they're in duality also. They're living timelines like we are. There's something above them controlling them. And as we start to get more awareness to what's happening, you may start to see more of these particular aliens showing up and doing things. But basically, people talk about maybe half a dozen of them that they have heard about, and et cetera. There's a whole bunch of them. But, yeah, there's really no police force out there that I can perceive telling them not to come here, okay, except for the time-traveling soldiers. So they're here to help defend and ward off these particular energies.
And where did they originate from?
They were soldiers that lived here, and the founding fathers of the Constitution, who are time travelers, just went back in time through somebody's life who was possibly in the military. We'll just keep it very simple here. Stopped time when they were enlisted. We'll just talk about, we'll just talk World War II. So the World War II people that were in the war, most of them are no longer living, but they just go back in time, replay an event, freeze time, then take that soldier and bring him into our future, time travel, and train him how to fight aliens with light, because the light is there to help them. It gets to be a little more complicated, but because the light will only defend itself through the soldiers being attacked by the aliens, okay? So that's how the light works. The light does not go out and typically look for things to destroy it. It has to be attacked first. So the soldiers, when they start to get attacked, instantly the light is what they use to bombard and get rid of the aliens.
Uh-huh.
But the aliens just keep coming, so it's kind of a never-ending process here. But eventually, if they start wising up, and a lot of them are probably more mechanical programs, much like the human race will probably turn into, having mechanical parts attached that are invisible to people. And people talk about that with the super soldiers now. If you go onto YouTube and check that out, there's people that do talk about they were in programs, and they have had nanotechnology put inside of their body where they can do things that nobody could even physically even think that they could do because of the nanotechnology. Well, that's what we have now. Just think what the aliens actually truly have, much, much more than that. So, but anyway, that's the alien agenda. And the whole thing is they're here to steal your soul, your spirit, if you want to use that. I use the word spirit. And your body. And they live on it energetically. All different ways.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anything you want to say in regards to anything at all?
So the whole solution is to get your clearings, to get more spirit into your body, and it depends what your issues are in this lifetime. The emotional one gets rid of most of the stuff, and then from there, see what you might need. Maybe you came in here with the theme of self-sabotage. Maybe you came in where you're going to be a martyr, or you're doing traumas all the time, you know. Maybe you're using your feeling body, it's used up. You know, if you use the word feeling a lot, that means that your feeling body is probably very contaminated. So you want to just find out what you need after that. Do a clearing, 15 minutes, and it's released from you all that negativity. So these energetic bodies are invisible, and they're all around you, and they're in your space to protect your body from being destroyed by psychic attacks, people thinking. The alien agenda is what they're doing, and that's basically why you have these bodies. If your physical body didn't have them, it wouldn't last very long here. I would say probably after a child probably would hit maybe 4 years of age, the body would die.
So this is 108 magnetic bodies?
Yes, uh-huh. There's 108 bodies that are there. I won't say all of them are there to protect you, but a lot of them are. And so that's... You know, what you want to clean out is these bodies to get more spirit energy. The whole thing is to have more spirit with you, and that's what these clearings are for, to release these densities.
All right.
Okay, Ron and Jay, we are at the top of the hour. I don't know if we have any more time tonight from BBS. If you want to keep going, they didn't say we did.
Okay.
So they're not breaking in on us, so I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's actually a minute after the hour.
Okay. So anything else you want to close with, Jay, or one other question? And I can get it real quick here before we close tonight.
Waking up in the morning, when I sense I come back into my body, it's like my mind kicks into gear. And I've heard other people say, yeah, I have that happen too. So just generally, whatever information for how to deal with waking up in the morning and realizing, oh, I'm planet Earth again.
What typically happens is when you're sleeping, your spirit can't do anything for you because you're not moving around and experiencing life. So your body's sleepy. So it's supposed to be with you, but I think the aliens entice it out onto other timelines, and that's where your dream state comes from. And so, you know, they probably show you having a problem. You know, maybe you're driving a car that they created this scene for you, you know, in their multi-dimensional realities out there, and your spirit goes, uh-oh, I got to be with that person. That car's ready to go off the road. So it leaves your body and goes there. And it could be also multiplied out many, many times, too. But anyway, you're out there doing something. So now your alarm clock goes off, and you get startled. This is the worst thing. So you get startled, and you do a crash landing, and your body jerks. And it's not like you heard this noise, and your body jerked because, you know, it heard it and got startled. No, you jerked because your spirit did a crash landing to energize itself in your body. Now, did it come in your body properly? Is it upside down? Is it crooked? Were you out in the astral plane and you got your legs cut off and somehow you got put together out there and your legs are twisted backwards on you, you know? So what I'll do for everybody right now is put their spirit in your body properly. So I'll just take you out and in, and here we go. So you're going out of your body, and now you're all coming back into your body properly, which means your body looks like, your spirit looks like you in the body. Eyes are facing forward, everything else is forward. So that was done just now, and you should feel more energy. Sometimes what happens is you're still out there a ways, and you're not here yet, and you tend to wake up, and you feel frozen, and you could feel that way for maybe for a half a minute. And it's very scary because all you can do is look around and see things, but you can't move your body. It's very possible also that you were abducted, And now you're seeing that abduction scenario, the hologram of that, and they haven't brought you back here yet. And so they just created for you an image of your bedroom, and you're still up on a ship someplace, and you're having troubles. And then you eventually come back in, and you're here. Remember, they're in control of time, so time is on and off, on and off, on and off. And like I tell people, where are you when you're turned off, like a clock, or like on your computer, the ones and the zeros? Well, if the one means you're turned on and the zero you're turned off, you don't know what's happening to you at that time. So I guess we'll just continue on just shortly here. You know, for the newbies, you know, do the mind to heart drop all the time, and do shrink wrap, and you know, do all the free clearings, and you know, by all means, you know, first do your emotional whole lifetime clearing and see where you are, you know, after that. If you have poor health and you know you feel like you have a death sentence on you coming up shortly or whatever, then you want to do the alien death barcode clearing to get those barcodes off of you, because they put them on you so that you would not be here any longer. And that's on the website too. So I'll just say thank you, Jay.
Can we do a heart? Let's do a mind to heart drop as we close.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mind to heart drop. So we're going to command our spirits to take our thoughts in our head, drop them into our heart to be at peace. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, BBS. See you later, everyone.